1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the March 9th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting. This is where the College Station Council rejected the Bryan City Council's offer to continue a fire department automatic aid agreement. Instead, the College Station Council decided to make a counteroffer. College Station Council's vote followed a two-hour presentation and discussion that in large part reviewed the Bryan City Council's action the prior week, where Bryan offered College Station a reimbursement rate of $240 for each College Station ambulance trip into Bryan. Meantime, the College Station City Council's termination letter ending the automatic aid agreement with Bryan technically ended Friday during their meeting while discussing this topic. A few minutes after midnight, the council voted 6-1 to offer more money. A specific amount was not part of the motion. There was some discussion about a reimbursement rate of $550 per trip, which is the average College Station receives from Brazos County. While there's technically no fire department automatic aid agreement between the cities, College Station Mayor John Nichols and Deputy City Manager Jeff Capps said the fire departments will continue to operate as if there is an automatic aid agreement. First, comments from John Nichols.
You're still in auto aid at the system you got at the moment. You'll work towards planning for how you're going to separate that to mutual aid, but not implement that at this point.
Next, comments from Jeff Capps.
From an operational standpoint, we can't turn it off right now because of how the dispatches and stuff. It will take time to get to that point.
Capps, who also said he's asked the city of Bryan for 2 years to get some level of reimbursement, told his council he does not want to continue dragging this out.
I think we go back, have some discussions in quick order. If they're not going to be willing to pay for anything, I think we come back to you with a recommendation that we go to mutual aid.
The College Station City Council's lone no vote came from William Wright, who did not want city staff spending any more time negotiating with the city of Bryan.